Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, doe?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cold check-in.
Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it
we
that we
give
do?
The people what they want.
Special weekend podcast exclusive edition of Jalen and Jacoby getting you ready for game five. Whether you're mowing the lawn, driving around, taking care of the kids, whatever you're doing over the weekend, we always give you a podcast exclusive show to
clean
step
it up, working out, spending time with the fam, whatever you're doing.
Jalen.
What up,
so,
though?
We work at a very respected journalistic endeavor called the Entertainment Sports Programming Network, and we've got colleagues, one of which is on your show, NBA Countdown, like Adrian Wojnarowski, that take the dissemination of information very seriously. But this is the pod exclusive. We can say whatever we want.
We can say whatever we like.
And none of this has officially been reported. Our former colleague, Henry Abbott of True Hoop, he says that in the days to come, we could get a Dame Lillard trade request. Now, I know Henry pretty well, and he's not just making that up out of nowhere. Now, do I think he texted Dame? Probably not. But I find this very interesting because Dame has been one of your guys that you talk about, staying true to the team that drafted you, signing extensions, even though you're in a quote-unquote small market. But every single year, when the Blazers lose in the playoffs, we're either either trading CJ McCollum or Dame Lillard. What do you make of these rumors that have yet to be substantiated about Dame?
I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And the circumstance also changed because he now is going to play for a new coach. And the players that he was leaning on, in particular Nurkic, hasn't taken the next step to being a consistent performer that you can rely on a contending team. And so now the circumstance looks different. Chauncey gets hired. You get slandered publicly because of some allegations he had in his past that you didn't know about. And so now you're defending your integrity on social media and defending the organization when you're like, I don't mind defending the organization. And of course, I'm one of the people that suggested that Chauncey be the coach. But as I look at the landscape, Chauncey ain't playing.
Mm-mm.
Like, it'd be great if it was Detroit Pistons Chauncey and he was gonna coach. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. But he ain't playing. He ain't playing.
No.
And they never truly answered who was gonna be their wing, like their 3-and-D kind of player. It was good that they brought Melo back. That was one of the best things. So here's the best things to me that happened to Dame in Portland. He validated himself as elite without winning a championship.
Yep.
That's really important to me.
Signed some big contracts, too. Let's not sleep on that.
Major. He got 3 years left on this one. You know what I'm saying? He got his bread. Keep getting them checks. He valued himself as being one of the all-time clutch performers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, along with Steph Curry and Trae Young, one of the elite four-level shooters in the game. Guys just pulling up between the hash mark and half court. It's only a couple of guys like just doing that and should be doing it if they get the chance to. He established his loyalty to Portland. He also established that he got bars. So now, since I cover all of the bases, and this is like, what, year 10 maybe? I believe. Don't sleep. Mm-hmm. He looks like a young man, and he still is, but I believe this is around year 10. And at that point, as a player, it's like, well, can I win a championship next year here? Because they've made it to various ratios of success in the playoffs. They've also gotten swept out of the playoffs a few times too. So when it's gone bad, it's gone really bad. And that's why they've changed the coach. So for me, if you're Dame and you don't feel like you can win a championship next year, this is the perfect time to request a trade. Except if I'm the Portland Trail Blazers and I just hired a new coach and I got you 3 years under contract and I paid you like $400 million in guarantees, I ain't in a rush to do it.
No. And I think one of the things, if you look at the Western Conference, stop me when I name a team that you would pick the Blazers over in a 7-game series if everyone's healthy.
Okay.
Los Angeles Lakers.
No.
Suns.
You know what I'm going to do? I just not thought about something. Since we can't license E40 to say yep and nope, and shout to the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't know if y'all got that from J&J, but big shout. I heard the end game, yep and nope. I got to get 40 Water on the show. We got to do a segment of him saying yep and nope. Because the one thing about that song Choices that people underestimate, it ain't actually his voice saying it on the song. It ain't his voice saying it on the song.
When we used to have it, Reg, that was how Reg, that's what he used as a microphone. Because he would just always chime in, disagreeing with me all the time. I used to get annoyed sometimes. But I'd be like, well, such and such is the best guard in the game. And Reg in the background just be like, nope. Nope.
Correct. And so I'll do this in my best Earl Stevens voice when you ask me the question. So please continue.
One of my favorite things about that song was the Warriors parade. When Draymond was talking about it, he's like, he might have had a couple beverages and he was referencing that song as well. Big shout to Draymond Green. Lakers, no. Suns.
Lakers, nope.
Suns.
Nope.
Jazz.
Nope.
Mavs.
Nope.
Clippers.
Nope.
There's your problem right there. If you're Dame, you're like, wait a second. Like, I mean, sure, of course, when you have Dame Lillard, you have a shot to win every series. But if you're not going to be favored
against
six teams in your conference?
You ready for this? And by the way, just so y'all know, I know the pod's been dope the last at least month. We've been in our bag, dog. Congratulations to the team. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the staff. I don't need ratings updates to tell me when we crushing it. I just watch and listen to other shows that came behind us. And I know we're crushing it. So now I'm going to use that as a backdrop to say what I'm about to say. To the East, my brother, to the East.
Mm-hmm.
Do what KD did. Do what James Harden did. Do what Kawhi did when he got his championship. Defect East. If you're an all-NBA player, y'all automatically contending. Period.
Yep. I mean, obviously the Nets are going to be clear favorites, if healthy, to win the East. But there's more opportunity in the Eastern Conference if you're someone like Dame Lillard with that skill set to be successful, to go deep in the playoffs than there are in the Western Conference right now. And again, kind of like how you started this conversation, if I'm the Blazers, Mr. Lillard, I so much appreciate the time, the commitment, the dedication that you've put into building this franchise and the moments that you've given these fans. I really appreciate that. But just because you're requesting a trade doesn't mean that I'm going to trade you. There's a difference there. Just because you requested a trade doesn't mean I'm going to trade you.
And so we'll also, see. Like, management skills and leadership ability are things that media members and fans overlook as it relates to relationship building. I talked to the late, great Dr. Jerry Buss in his suite during the NBA Finals about his team. This is when I was working for Best Damn Sports Show covering it, early 2000s. I remember the year where they didn't pay Shaq. And Shaq was dunking in the preseason, yelling at Dr. Jerry Buss on the front row, freaking pay me. That was also the summer where Shaq was like, I got hurt on company time, so I'm gonna rehab on company time. And you know what the Lakers did when Kobe got unhappy and Shaq was also unhappy? They ain't panic. They went with Kobe. That wasn't popular then. Kobe got vilified, and then Shaq went on to win a ring in Miami and dropped a freestyle saying, tell me how my backside tastes. Oh, it was so sweet. It was so sweet. Everybody that didn't like the Black Mamba, that was their chance to pile on. And you know what the legend, the great, rest in peace, Kobe Bean Bryant did? He responded and won two more championships. And he valued those a lot more than the three he won with Shaq. And I'll tell you this, if you're the Portland Trail Blazers, you ain't a story organization like the Los Angeles Lakers. Mm-mm. You ain't a story organization like the Green Bay Packers. Okay? You tried to draft Jordan Love. Maybe he becomes a player, but he's no Aaron Rodgers. You see how they're mismanaging that? Whatever you do, Portland Trailblazers, do the opposite of what you see in Green Bay. Do the exact opposite.
Jalen.
Don't play that game. And since Aaron Rodgers is under contract without guarantees, it's more shaky to whether he's going to show up. Dame Lillard has a chance to make like another $250 million over the next few years. And you know what he ain't trying to do? Give none of it back.
Jalen, and I'm glad you brought up Kobe Bryant, because history will remember him in that Lakers jersey, but there were reports that he asked for a trade. Remember Grant Hill for Kobe Bryant? We're going to put him in Detroit. Remember he was going to be on the Bulls? Like, people will forget that over time, because it was just like something that happened and never really came to fruition. But star players can request trades, not be traded, and find success
Correct.
With the franchise.
But here's what the Lakers did, though. There's a record. There's a Kobe record with Phil and without Phil. That's dramatically better with the latter. They brought him back. And then Jerry West, who happens to be the logo and a Laker legend, has a statue in front of the building, was like, Memphis, you know, let's trade Pau Gasol to the Lakers and get his brother Mark in return. That was actually a win-win. Mark Gasol's a terrific player. But mm-hmm. at the time, they needed the experience and the versatility of Pau Gasol. So what the Lakers did is what you want Portland to do. Not only ask Dame to stay with the new coach, and don't overlook what happens with CJ McCollum in this dynamic. You and I have talked about their offensive sets being really similar, how both of them being together in the backcourt can be challenging, in particular going against some of the more elite shooting guards and or lead guards in the game. And so that may be an opportunity to get some value other than Dame is moving CJ McCollum. But what you have to do is not panic. That's the important thing, but also do something about it. And like Reg DeLez just said in my ear, do you move CJ McCollum to Philly? Will that get you Ben Simmons in return? Like, you have to kind of start being creative about what you're going to do with your squad and not panic.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of updates about Dame Lillard, and eventually Dame might address this himself. But as you said, to start this topic, Jalen Rose, where there's smoke, there's fire. I wouldn't be surprised if Dame Lillard, now with Team USA, just comes out and straight up says, I did not request a trade. That doesn't mean that Mr. Abbott's reporting isn't good. It doesn't mean that he hasn't requested a trade behind closed doors. He's just, it seems to me that Dame is going to handle this in a way that James Harden wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see it going down the James Harden way. Like, I don't see him sort of like showing up out of shape, you know, not really committing himself to the season or giving 100%. I don't see Dame doing that, but I'm sure that by the time you watch Jalen and Jacoby at 2 p.m. on Monday, there'll be some updates to this story that is still developing. You know, Dame Lillard is always getting it done. This segment is brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call Grainger or click at Grainger.com/Jacoby, or just stop by one of the many Grainger locations.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen, before we move on, two things I want to mention. Don't miss Abby's Places, the new ESPN Plus series from soccer superstar Abby Wambach. Abby takes you around the country to get to the heart of soccer history and its cultural impact. Abby's Places is streaming on ESPN Plus and only on ESPN Plus. And when you're done listening to Jalen Jacoby and need more NBA Finals talk injected straight into your ears, we've got you covered. Follow the Hoop Collective, the Woj Pod, and the Low Post all throughout the NBA Finals, wherever you listen to podcasts. Jalen, something I wanted to talk to you about. Travis Kelce says his name is Travis Kelce. Is he trolling us?
No. You ready for this? Gather around, boys and girls. I'll make it quick. Long story short, your favorite actor who won an Oscar for Training Day and his last name is Washington, what do you call him?
Denzel.
It's actually Denzel.
What? His name is Denzel?
Yes, it is. Let me tell you why you call him that. It's because he's a junior. And therefore, when his mother used to say Denzel, they both used to come, him and his father. So she started calling the father Denzel and started calling him Denzel.
Well, I have a couple thoughts. Number one, the way your mama says your name, that's how your name is pronounced. Okay, so that's what I'm going with. If the way your mama says your name, that's how your name is pronounced. But I had no idea his name is Denzel. Denzel sounds so much better too. Like, I think Denzel's just a better name.
But it just sounds cooler to you now because you've heard it. It's no different than the first time DMC said he heard Russell tell him the name of the group was going to be Run DMC. And he was like, what? Oh, no. He's trying to ruin our career. That's terrible. See, now it sounds dope and deaf.
Of course.
But then, you know what I'm saying? Just like Jalen. Do you realize, dog, how many years people try to tease me about my name, dog? That just bugs me out that it's a common name now. You know how many dudes I done gave Jaw season 2 for trying to clown my name, dog?
It's a good name. Jalen's a great name.
Trying to clown me, dog. Try to act like my name was feminine, trying to mispronounce it on purpose. It was one of the things people trolled me about. Crazy.
You mentioned it during the show. Tom Brady said he played last season, basically the entire season, with a partially torn MCL. Now, we saw what happened with Joel Embiid in the playoffs, and now we hear this about Tom Brady. I'm like, how are people even walking around with these partially torn ligaments in their knees, let alone playing at such a high level?
David Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
I played 7 years like that. Absolutely. I was in Chicago when I got traded there and I took my physical. They looked at my scan. They was like, oh, you're gonna have to get this knee cleaned out after the season. I was like, all right, finish the season. I ain't do it.
Did you ever do it?
No, still haven't done it. If you take an x-ray of my knee right now, I bet it's worse than Tom Brady's. So to answer your question, how do athletes play when you have a tear or something like that? Unique threshold of pain. And also, you start to cater it. So instead of me now running really hard on my right leg, you know, I'm putting more pressure on my left leg. You know? And then all of a sudden, your left leg starts to bother you. And then your hips and your gait start to bother you. And then other things start to break down because you're compensating for the injury. Tom Brady never has to run. He never has to run. When he's about to take a sack, what does he do?
Falls. Crumbles. Crumbles. Like his legs went out from underneath him. And then he starts yelling at linemen.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady showed these guys how to play into their 40s. The sheriff, you miss a blitz or something, and Peyton Manning see that he about to get sacked, falling.
Oh, yeah. He's not Lamar Jackson trying
sack
to
of potatoes.
Turn it into 3 yards. Nope, falling.
We're going to live to play another down.
Yep. And he's going to yell at whoever missed the blitz.
Correct. And then you're going to see the footage of him on the sideline yelling at everybody. Because, you know, when you're not mobile, that'll get you killed. So I ain't miss a block or something. And so I am not surprised. And for a team that's returning all 22 on both sides of the football, it's going to be incredible to see how they respond after winning the championship and being the putting themselves in position to see if they can repeat or not.
If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Gatorade and greatness starts with a G. We love your voicemails. Some of the best content we've ever put on the podcast because of you, our listeners. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us voicemails, and we'll put them on the show just like this one.
Yo, what's good with y'all, man? Shout out Reg. I'm gonna say that right away. I got a cultural, regional, universal question. I'm confused, man. If you fry food, you know, make fries or whatever, you know what question I'm about to ask. Mating. All right, question is, after you fry the food, all right, what do you do with the oil, all right, that you fry? Maybe you're frying fries, chicken. Y'all put it in a jar. Do y'all leave it in a pot, you know, and just put a top on the pot, leave it in for a few days. Maybe you're going to fry something on Saturday, and you fry something again on, I don't know, Wednesday. I don't know. All right. But that's my question. I want to know, you know, what do you do with the oil? And is this a cultural or regional thing? Maybe, you know, people that look like Jalen do something different than people that look like Jacoby. I personally look like Jalen, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, this is AT from the 305 or South Florida, whatever you want to call it. Hey, Jalen, Jacoby, y'all got to come holler down here, man. Y'all got to do a show down here or something. And again, shout out Reg. One.
I love him so much. He's a part of the family. Please continue to call and be one of our producers. Shout to the 305. And I'm just going to say this. I already see my toes in that Miami Beach sand a lot this summer. It's like, I wish I had sand in my shoes right now in Detroit. They already in that sand. Already. You're going to see footage of me shirt off doing the Jada Kiss pull-ups on South Beach. For sure.
So, I will say this. People that look like me in the Northeast, we don't have the fry-lator at the crib. You know what I mean? Like, I remember one of my best friends growing up, shout out to David Fuentes, rest in peace. he was Puerto Rican. He had the fry later at the crib. So where I'm just putting like the frozen chicken nuggets in the oven, he's throwing them, dropping them in there and watching the oil splatter everywhere. And let me tell you something, that's not healthy to have the fryer later at the crib. But if you do, I remember Dave Fuentes would definitely keep the same oil in there in perpetuity. It would just congeal and get nasty. You'd have to heat that up to get it back to a place, because sometimes you could taste the thing that you previously fried in there when you're frying the new thing. So I would say that this is both regional and cultural. And we definitely, if we made bacon at the crib, there was like a coffee can that the grease would get poured into for later use. I remember that. I don't remember what the application of the grease in that coffee can was, but I remember that you couldn't just pour it down the sink or pour it in the trash. Mr. Rose, your thoughts?
David, how do you spell your middle name?
D-O-W-L-I-N-G, Dowling.
Jacoby, did you say something wasn't healthy? Hit the brakes, Rich.
Fry later at the crib is not healthy. And not healthy.
I'm on North Reg hitting the wrong button. So, the existence of black eating starts with an origin of being unhealthy. That's where this starts. Like, eating things like fried food ain't healthy.
Mm-mm.
Right? So, the origin of that, eating like, chitterlings, they ain't healthy. How about eating like beef and pork? They ain't healthy. We eat all of that, like hamburger, oops, give me two of them, extra cheese, extra relish, extra mayo, bread, all of that. You want fried food, you want smelt, you want bologna? Like, we fry everything. We fry bologna, we fry bread, we fry ice cream. We didn't have ovens, dog. This is our existence of our people. This is how we had to eat. Like, we showed massa that the bacon tastes good. We skinning that pig, this bacon. And then all of a sudden, they like, give me that bacon. And we like, all right. Well, we're going to eat these chitlins, though. We're going to eat these intestines. You ain't up on this. The entire existence of our eating has been unhealthy. Like, we didn't even realize it was unhealthy. Like, fries, fried eggs, fried chicken, fried whatever. Like, it's an exception to have something baked. It's an exception. Like, are we barbecuing? No, we're grilling. Like, it's a whole thing. It's a whole, like, experience. It's like Uncle P, you know, Big Bro, you know, somebody in your family go get the big bag of charcoal, carrying it like it's a baby on the shoulders, right? It's like a huge thing, right? Big deal. That's an exception. So what do we do with the grease? You ask, what do we do with the grease? The same thing you guys do with leftovers. You reuse them. You reheat them. The grease is a part of the stove, dog. It's an accessory. The Crisco can sits on the stove between one of the four eyes in the back. It's an accessory. It goes there. You pick it up and wipe off the grease on the bottom and or put something underneath it, and then you put it back there. So it's available. You're using that grease all purpose for the fish, for the chicken, anything you put in that pan, you're using that grease. You remixing it time and time and time again. We buying a lot of stuff very often. We might have to get new toilet paper, and we might have to change out a lot of different things. But that grease, that's years a part of the family. Like, the grease should be paying rent, dog. So we absolutely keep it. And it was, by the way, that ain't healthy, the grease. What was it like, Crisco? And there's another one too. Oh, man. Like, hey, you don't even have to turn on the fire. You just pour it in the pan and it starts bubbling. You know what I'm saying? This grease. And so, absolutely, we saved the grease. Thank you for the call. Represent. Shout to the 305. And if you in the 305, go holler at my guy, Trick Daddy. You know, I've seen a couple of his interviews recently. I hope my guy doing all right.
We'll be back on Monday to break down Game 5. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.